Chesterfield, Chesterfield always takes first place. That Marlboro mild tobacco never leaves an aftertaste.
So open a pack and give them a smell.
Then you'll smoke them.
Welcome you to the Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Bears and Bing's guests, Dinah Shore, Louis Armstrong, and Jack Teagarden. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me pleasure to present a man who next month celebrates his 20th anniversary in show business, and a man who's been chosen by the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers as Mr. Music, Bing Crosby.
I think I detect a derisive note there in some of our guests. Well, no matter. Thanks, Ken. But I hardly think this is an opportune time to mention me as Mr. Music.
Really? After all, tonight, Ken, really, we've got some really great musical guests. Dinah and the mighty Louis Armstrong and Jack Teagarden.
Well, sure. They're here to help you celebrate your 20th anniversary, Bing.
I see, but if you wanted to bring up Mr. Music, you should have done it on a night when we didn't have such musically talented guests.
Oh, I see. You don't care for the competition, huh?
I care for it, but I can't cope with it.
Oh, Bing, I really got a thrill when I heard Luella Parsons announce that you'd been chosen Mr. Music. And you know that ASCAP has designated the month of January as Bing Crosby Month?
Month of January?
Yep.
Threw me right in there with the clearance sales, huh?
Good idea, too. Get rid of all the remnants.
Well, I appreciate it, Ken. I wouldn't want you to think otherwise, but right now I think we should bring on Miss Music. And by Miss Music, I mean Miss Dinah Shore.
Hi, Bing, Ken.
Say, you know, Dinah, the month of January marks Bing's 20th anniversary in show business.
Oh, at least. But really, Bing, I do want to congratulate you on being chosen Mr. Music.
Thank you, Dinah.
And, Bing, I don't want you to think I'm trying to flatter you or anything, but I just got to tell you something.
What's that?
You'd be bigger than Tennessee Ernie in the South if you weren't a Yankee.
Oh, my cup overfloweth, really, Dinah. Say, what about an opening song here, Don? You know that bushel and a peck from the big Broadway hit, Guys and Dolls?
Okay, Don.
Well, John, we are ready.
A bushel and a peck and a hug around the neck and a...
And a peck, a bushel and a peck, and a hug around the neck.
A hug around the neck, and a barrel and a heap, barrel and a heap, and I'm talking in the sleep.
About you, cause I love you, a bushel and a peck, you bet your pretty neck I do. Each other, a bushel and a peck, a bushel and a peck.
And it beats me all to heck, yes, it beats me all to heck how I'll ever tend the farm.
Don't you ever tend the farm when you ought to keep your arm.
How about you?
Yes, about me.
Cause I love you, a bushel and a peck. You bet your pretty neck I do.
A bushel and a peck.
And a hug around the neck.
A doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Bet your pretty neck I do.
Ah, very, very jolly, Dinah and Bing.
We thank you, Ken.
Now, Bing, you can bet your pretty neck it's time for us to sell some Chesterfields.
I got a pretty neck, huh?
Yes.
Right you are, Cannon. If we don't sell some Chesterfields, it'll no doubt be our pretty necks, too. Say, we'd better remind our friends that better-tasting Chesterfield is the only cigarette that combines mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste.
You can prove that for yourselves, folks. Make our mildness test. Just open a pack of Chesterfields and enjoy that milder, delicate aroma. Compare it, and you'll find Chesterfields are milder. And tobaccos that smell milder, smoke milder.
You light up a Chesterfield. See how true that is. Chesterfields do smoke milder, and you'll notice, too, they leave no unpleasant aftertaste.
That fact has been confirmed by the country's first and only cigarette taste panel. And remember, better-tasting Chesterfield is made in the newest, most modern cigarette factories in the world. That's important to you as a smoker. And Chesterfield is the only cigarette that combines, for you, mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste.
Always buy Chesterfields. They satisfy. Say, here's a little song that is in Paramount's picture, Mr. Music. Buddy Cole is at the icebox. The likes of you may never be attracted to the likes of me, but accidents will happen and I'll be around, and maybe there'll be no one else but me around forevermore. May never start. You may ignore my hopeful heart, and chances are I'm not the type to make you fall. But accidents will happen after all. A smile may show it, your eyes may glow, before you know it, I'm sure I'll know. So if you fall in just that way, oh, wouldn't I be thrilled to hear you say, I had a lovely accident today. Very much. Dinah, how about hearing from you now? You got something flashy for us?
Yeah, I thought I might do nice work if you can get it. One of George Gershwin's great tunes.
George Gershwin?
George Gershwin.
Now, you really mentioned Mr. Music. There's the real Mr. Music. I'm just Mr. Music for tonight or around the house or something. But Gershwin, that's Mr. Music of all time. Go ahead, Dinah, sing that great song of his.
Holding hands at midnight, neath a starry sky. Well, it's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one guy, sighing side to side. Well, it's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Well, it's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Well, it's nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
Thank you, Dinah. Thank you, folks. Now I'd like to present a great pal of mine. This is the real Mr. Music. I'm talking about the McCoy. In fact, this boy's 99 and 44, 100% music. He just moves, breathes, thinks, talks, and looks like music. Move right in here. Will you, Sats, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Louis Armstrong.
Okay, Daddy. Papa Bing. It's very nice to be here and help you kick off your 20th anniversary celebration.
Well, we wouldn't have had a quorum without you, Louis. That's all I know.
20 years ago, you were at the Coconut Grove, and I was playing at the Cotton Club out in Capital City.
Oh, the Cotton Club out there. Frank Sebastian's Cotton Club. Yeah, that's right.
That's right. And you know one thing?
What's this?
You showed up more nights at the Cotton Club than you did at the Grove.
Well, I had a little problem, Lou. I couldn't spend too much time around the Grove. I was allergic to coconuts.
You was allergic to work, you dog.
Why don't we dish up a little something for the folks, huh, Louie? What kind of a song could we do in
here? Well, I'd like to beat out a little Blueberry Hill for the folks.
Oh, Blueberry Hill. You just mentioned a beauty. You come up with a beauty. But I don't think I got enough strength to climb up old Blueberry Hill.
Well, then, Daddy, you get right on my back, you know.
You think you can make it with me?
I'll make it. I can make it easy. I'm on wheat germ now, you know.
You're on wheat germ?
Papa Bing.
Give me some of that wheat germ. On Blueberry Hill.
You're welcome to it.
On Blueberry Hill.
I'll bring my horn with me.
If you don't bring your horn, we're nowhere.
Yes, hello.
The moon stood still.
Each afternoon we'll go.
On Blueberry Hill.
Higher than the moon we'll go.
And it lingered until.
To our wedding in June we'll go.
Wedding? How'd this get in there? Wedding?
Papa, don't you bother the daddy doing in the willows play.
Do you really love me?
Love, sweet melody.
I love you.
And all of these vows we live in were never to be. Though we were but little, you
bothered me too.
Thank you, Louie. Thank you very much. You know, folks, we have another Mr. Music here who hasn't taken a bow yet. I mean, the boy that was playing that beautiful, those beautiful fills on the trombone into there. An old buddy of mine from Paul Whiteman days, Jack Teagarden. He's here complete with his tantalizing Texas trombone. Jackson, amble in here, huh?
Okay, then.
Jack, how about you and Louie? You going to do something for us?
Well, we might give the folks a little old rocking chair.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I love this. I love this boy's delivery. He's got sort of an Arthur Godfrey quality about him.
Hey, Bing.
What's this, Jackson?
Has Paul Whiteman heard about you being elected Mr. Music yet?
Well, I think he did. He sent me a telegram. It said, congratulations on your 20 years in show business. I still don't think you'll make it.
Well, Whiteman was always pessimistic.
Jack, we gave old Paul quite a bit of trouble, didn't we, in those days? You used to kick him around, give him a lot of fits.
Say, Bing, You remember the time I poured buckshot in Whiteman's caviar and he fired Tommy Dorsey?
Well, you know, Jack, a trombone player was a trombone player to Whiteman.
Yeah, but he sure knew his caviar, though.
He should have. He ought to know that he carried Mike Romanoff around in those days just for technical advising. Jack, if you and Louie are willing, let's have old Rocket Chair. Well, where's Louie? You here, Louie? Well, come on then, folks. Right now, we're going to hear some singing and some trumpet and trombone. You don't get this very often. I swear you don't. Drop it right in there in the mic, folks. I'm going to lay back and...
Old Rocking Chair's got me, Louie.
Old Rocking Chair got you, father.
Came by my side,
and you came by your side.
Fetch me a drink of water, son.
You know you don't want no water, father. You're gonna turn my
can't get from this cabin, old cabin.
What cabin, choking father?
Ain't going no out.
You ain't going no out.
Just sitting here grabbing at the fire round my rocking chair.
Rocking chair, Lord.
Do you remember dear old Aunt Harriet?
Aunt Harriet.
How long in heaven she be?
About a year and a half she died, Bobby.
For the end of the trouble I see. Rockin' chair's got me, Louie, got me, Louie.
Rockin' chair got you, father.
And the judgment day is coming up on me.
Tell him about it,
father. To my old rockin' chair.
Uh-huh.
gentlemen, you have just heard the truth. I swear that's the truth. Really fine, Louie and Jack, that was the end. Now, wasn't it, Dinah?
Oh, sure was. That was the most.
I promise.
Hey, you know, Bing. Louie and Jack and John Scott Trot and the Rhythm Ayers and I have a little something worked out in honor of your 20th anniversary. Would you like to hear it?
Where am I going to go?
Okay. Go ahead, Dinah.
Okay, doll. Speaking of rocking chairs, there's a fella here who's been around the business for many years, talking about our Bing, the nation's pet.
Oh, no.
I wonder if a rocking chair has got him yet.
This is treason, sabotage. Let me up. I thought you were my friend.
I'm your friend.
Old rocking chairs got him.
Not me, Lou.
He's headed, that's true.
I'm in my prime, Lou.
You're dreaming. Come on, fetch him some yogurt. Before this boy's all through.
He's over the mountain. He's over the hill.
Just sitting there counting the dough that flows into the till.
Now you remember Pops Whiteman.
There's a boy had a fair till himself.
Yes, sir.
And them rhythm boys, Bud.
Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise.
Well, now it wasn't just yesterday that you cats reached your feet. The Mississippi mud.
Hell of mud.
Oh, rocking chair, dying for you. He's at the end of his rope. Oh, wouldn't that be happy news for Bob Hope?
Well, has it got you, Bing? Are you gonna retire? Be just like Whistler's mother, just sitting by the fire.
Well, don't just stand there, boy. Get in the debate. Defend yourself, Daddy, and retaliate.
Yeah,
Daddy.
Yeah.
Well, here's my rebuttal. Damn clear. Here I come.
I never felt better.
Whistler in the dark.
I'm getting younger, I find.
Oh,
of course, I've only seen 35 summers.
Say, how long have you been blind?
20 years, I'm thinking. That's just nothing at all.
Then how come you just keep on drinking all of that fine Harry Carr?
Say, tell me,
what's Bing, this, honey?
What about Gary?
Uh-oh, here it comes. I'm 4 miles.
They say he's cutting you down.
Well, now it's this way.
Small fry, that boy has done me so wrong. Small fry, why did I ever teach him Sam's song? Time flies, he's cutting me right out. Should have kept him working on his paper route.
You should have kept him working on the paper route.
Old rocking chair,
that fellow just got our Daddy Bing.
Judgment Day is here.
But even sitting down, that boy is still game.
That's all it was.
After 20 years in show business, have you any statement to make?
Yes, I'm glad I started when I was only 5 years old.
Next question, Ken.
I'm flabbergasted.
I'm Crosby. Now let's get on with the commercial. Where's Jack Kirkland?
Since the new year is only 4 days away, I'd like to propose a resolution for all the smokers listening in.
Let's have it, Ken.
Friends, if you want to get more pleasure out of cigarettes, resolve to smoke milder Chesterfields.
Ken's right, folks. Chesterfields are milder. You make that Chesterfield mildness test that we told you about a while back, and you'll prove that for yourself.
Once you start smoking them, you'll find milder Chesterfields leave no unpleasant aftertaste. That fact has been confirmed by the country's first and only cigarette taste panel. So make 1951 the year you change to better-tasting Chesterfield, the only cigarette that combines, for you, mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste. Yes, always buy Chesterfields. They satisfy.
Chesterfield, always takes first place. That milder, mild tobacco never leaves an aftertaste.
So open a pack and give them a smell.
Then you'll smoke them.
Honoring Miss Dinah Shore, who is certainly Nashville's favorite daughter, I'd like to sing the Tennessee Waltz.
I was waltzing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz when an old friend I happened to see introduced him to my loved one, and while they were waltzing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee Waltz. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Waltz.
He was waltzing with his darling through the Tennessee Waltz
when an old friend I happened to see
introduced him to his loved one, and while they were waltzing,
my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee Waltz. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little island the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Waltz. Beautiful Tennessee.
Song, Dinah, with a that song's got a moral to it. Never let anyone dance with your darling in Tennessee. Well, I'm going to write Arthur Murray about this. I'm sure he can come up with something that'll prevent this hijacking on the dance floor. Heisting the fella's tomato out. Yeah. Well, this is murder.
Ought to be something done about it. Say, Bing, tell me, who's going to be with you next week?
Next week, Dinah, our guest will be Mr. Fred Astaire. Now, my thanks to you and to Louis Armstrong and Jack Teagarden for joining up with us tonight. And I want to wish all of you a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Bing.
And Happy New Year to you, Mr. Music.
Happy New Year to you, Bing. Thank you, Jack. Thanks, Louie. Happy New Year, folks. See you next week for Chesterfield. That's the best cigarette for you to smoke.
This is Sherman Billingsley reporting for My Store Club in New York. You know, our number one cigarette is Chesterfield. And when customers ask for a long cigarette, I always recommend Fatima. It says right on the golden yellow package, they're extra mild. And they sure are. At the Stork Club, we only recommend the best. Number one, Chesterfield. And King Size Fatima, the best of all long cigarettes.
Shore appears with the courtesy of the Procter & Gamble Company. The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guest, Fred Astaire.